Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get to Tanya here, who really feels like she's doing some protecting here. Many might think she's meddling in this family, but she wanted some answers to see if the dude that she is nannying for is messing around on his wife. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so let me save you some time and let you know that we got some results for you. But for those that didn't hear this yesterday, why don't you explain exactly what you're seeing in the house and why you think this is your business?
I've been nannying for, you know, this family, great family, lovely, you know, she's amazing, mom is amazing, the kids are incredible, but dad never really seems to be involved. He never really wants to partake in what the family is doing in the family dynamic. And I've seen him kind of leave when he gets a phone call, maybe getting upset with someone over the phone. It kind of reminds me of when a couple is fighting. And I don't know, everything just rubs me the wrong way. And I'm wondering if he is doing something on, you know, with someone else, and if I should tell mom. I don't know.
Okay. So what, Abby, with the skeptical eyes?
I don't know. I just feel like this is such a lose-lose situation for you that I just feel like there's got to be some kind of ulterior motive here, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't know if you're trying to break up the family, if you just really want to get rid of this debt. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is here.
It feels a little like savior complex to me.
Savior complex. Okay, well, that's the more positive spin.
And, like, you want to come in, you want to swoop in, and you want to save her or whatever, but and I mean, I know this sounds so harsh, but you do have to know your place as far as when you're intervening. And I feel in this instance, like your savior complex is getting the best of you because not everybody needs to be saved.
Do you have a little bit of that in you there, Tanya?
I mean, I'm not trying to save anyone, but, you know, I don't know. You guys really did put it into perspective about, you know, I am just a nanny, and, you know, how is she going to feel when, if I'm right, how is she going to feel that, oh, I went to the radio station and I was getting advice from, you know, how is she going to feel if it does come out, you know, that he is, and me saying, well, this is how I found out.
It's not going to be good. When Abby says this is a lose-lose all the way around, I think she's also including your job in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was going to be my second point. Yeah, I really don't want to lose my job. Again, they're a fantastic family, and I really do love what I do. The children are amazing. So it does put things into perspective, and I just don't know what I would do with that information.
All right, well, you've got a decision to make, because here it is right now. It is 7:15 in the morning on February 21st. We have results for you. You can make a decision right now to not hear these results one way or the other, okay? Mm-hmm. Here it is right in front of you. If you want the results, we don't think that you are going to be able to keep these from the family. So at this point, you're just an innocent bystander that went down a road that you realized, like, I shouldn't have gone down, and you can back out at this particular second. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. I really, geez, I don't know. Well, how about you guys give me some advice? Because right now I'm really stuck.
We already did. We all said don't do it yesterday, but you said go for it. So we got the results. Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
You know you want the results.
I was about to say, I'm like, well, personally, I would like to get the results. So we can hang up on her and still read them.
She said yes, and there's an old saying in sales, don't sell past the yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
There's your decision. Let's go.
We sent a fake promotional email to the email address Tanya gave us for the husband she nannies for. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with friends and family.
Are you so disgusted with doing this because I can hear it in your voice. You're rushing through it. Just.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so pumped we are meddling into this family's personal life. He could choose from the following bouquets. Flirtatious. Make it known you're interested by sending her this bouquet of pink carnations, orange tulips, and white anemones with a few red roses thrown in to let her know where you'd like things to head. Then there's a kabloom.
which is exactly what you're about to do to this family, is blow up the family.
An explosion of blooms for the woman who likes to be bold. Make a statement with multicolored roses, alstroemeria, white hydrangeas, sunflowers, and vibrant greenery. This bouquet will be one she won't forget. Then there's heaven scent. This mix of garden roses, lavender, jasmine, and gardenias will fill the air while you fill her heart. And last, bloomerang. 2 dozen long-stem red roses, a classic bouquet for the one you'll always return to. We sent the email at 9:51 yesterday morning. After no response, a second email was sent at 12:11 p.m. About an hour later, he responded, and he did select kabloom.
You're going to give yourself a whiplash.
I know. That actually hurt my head a little bit when I did that. He is sending the bouquet to a woman that is not his wife.
What?
Oh.
He said delivery for Saturday to be delivered to the home address of said woman. That home address is not their home address. And the note on the card says, don't be mad. You know that I'll make it up to you. Jay.
Hmm. Now what?
Yeah, how you feeling about that decision now? Now it's just a load in your mind.
My heart is racing right now. I knew it. You know, all the signs were there. I don't know why she's so oblivious to them. But at the end of the day, if this was my friend, I think I would definitely tell her. But this is a family. I'm very stuck in the middle.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're not stuck. You had decisions to make.
So we have this person's name. We have their home address. I don't know if you would be privy to any of the people they hang out with or might know this person. We will give you the information off air.
You're not even going to be able to, even if you don't say it, you're not going to be acting the same way towards him as you were yesterday, now that you have this info. Yeah.
Do we know that it's romantic, though? Because kabloom just says an explosion of blooms for the woman who likes to be bold. Bold isn't necessarily romantic context.
But the card.
I'll make it up to you.
Don't be mad.
Well,
I'll make it up to you.
You know, maybe it's a business colleague and he flubbed a presentation.
Certainly that's it.
Yeah.
If you are a husband with a wife who has, or you not one but two children,
mm-hmm.
you get free flowers,
mm-hmm.
you always send it to
her. That's a no-brainer.
Facts.
All right, Tanya, chew on that. And when we come back from Bert's Big Adventure, we would love to get an update and see how quickly it was that you intervened with the the wife and told her exactly what has happened, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
You ready?
Come on!
The Bert Show.